Welcome to Technogram, Reddington's podcast channel, where we talk to interesting individuals from the tech world and hear about their stories. Today we are in Nairobi from the Vertical Congress hosted by Reddington, and we are joined by Rohan Patil, who is the sales director for Vertiv for East Africa. With 14 years at Vertiv, Rohan has led teams across India, Southeast Asia and Africa. Based in Nairobi, he drives growth and innovations, working with customers, distributors and partners across industries like telecom and data centers. Let's welcome Rohan and hear his story. Welcome, Rohan.
Thank you, Janice. I'm good. How are you?
And I'm good as well.
Good.
How has the event been so far? How's your
day? Event has been really good. You know, I was very amazed by the turnaround that has come here, and you know, the amount of people that you have been able to put in a room. That's really astounding, because you know, like, it's not very often that we get lot of top level people together in a room. So it's really, I would like to congratulate the whole Reddington team for organizing such a nice event.
Thank you so much. And you must have had a few breakout sessions as well.
Yes.
We had Which were the verticals that you were focusing on?
I spoke myself into the healthcare breakout session.
Okay.
And then there's another one for education that we will be speaking in.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, we are keeping the audience entertained also a bit with our raffles. And, you know, we are actually giving out some of the Vertiv products, UPSs or power strips that an individual can use into their home.
Oh, I saw that. It's the spin the wheel that Vertiv is doing.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And then with our booth also, it has been a very, very like amazing response there.
Mm-hmm.
Because on our booth, we have an actual demo of a very like a flagship series of modular data center product called Smart Tile 3. We have an actual demo miniature of it. And then this is something that what we do in all of our events, and something that has gained really good traction, is to have a virtual reality demo that is also set up on our booth, you know, because that's it's not usual that, you know, data centers being high security zones, we can't take people into the data centers, but you know, people like to visualize how a big data center or a good data center look like.
So we implemented
technologies for VR, like augmented reality. It is like a full walkthrough of a data center, but you do it from the Oculus glasses.
Right.
So that has been really also a key driver of footfall into our.
I saw a lot of attendees really enjoying those VR glasses.
Yes, that's absolutely, that's an absolute.
I haven't tried it yet.
Maybe you should try.
Our conversation,
100% you should try it.
So, Rohan, can you tell us what is Vertiv's focus for East Africa?
Okay, so Vertiv, or previously we were part of another larger corporate, Emerson.
Emerson.
We have been present in the market for more than two decades plus.
Yes.
But we were always reactive and focusing only into the telecom segment, because mm-hmm. telecom segment and the power systems into telecoms remains one of our key areas in which we do business globally.
Mm-hmm.
So out of, like, as a listed company, the numbers are public, but you know, about 15% of our business that happens globally goes into the telecom segment. But in Africa, or in specifically East Africa, the ratio was something else. Okay. Majority of our business was coming from the telecom segments because of historic contracts, and also with our relationship with the large telecom operators.
Yeah.
That has always been there. But over the last 5 or 6 years, our focus has been also into the enterprise segment and the regional business, in terms of our modular data centers, in terms of power systems, cooling, the actual enterprises, government, healthcare, BFSI, targeting those segment and, you know, focusing on the actual modern data center solutions into that segment has been a really sharp focus for Vertiv. And I would say with the products that we have, the partnership that we were able to do, and you know, the strong pre-sales and service support that we have been able to set up, and we have set up an office in Nairobi, with that the market has been really well receptive for us. And I would say that, you know, we are currently enjoying a very good position in the market, and thanks to all the partners and customers for this. And also, like, you know, because our solutions and our technologies are speaking for itself. So that's really well received by the market.
Yes. So, Rohan, as you were talking, I was thinking that you're in a region where unreliable or sometimes mm-hmm. intermittent power supply happens mm-hmm. quite a lot. And
yes.
that can probably be a precious thing.
Yes.
And you must be having a lot of stories around that. Is there any anecdote that you can share?
Yes, you're right. Absolutely right. You know, power supplies, UPSs is something that we do as our one of our main products.
Yes.
And then, of course, with UPSs, thermal management, racks, IT, and then we all put together. So from an anecdote perspective, what I would like to say is how varied or how diverse is our portfolio,
okay.
and how diverse applications that we have been able to do. Like, you know, I have an example, one of my friend who is in Nairobi.
Okay.
And he's an avid gamer. You know, he has a gaming chair, big on PCs and everything, big screen on which he's always
the
doing
whole
game.
Yeah. Setup.
And then at one day he called me that, you know, he's when his building had a generator, but then when the generator was going off, his game was getting reset.
Resetted.
Yeah, like, okay. You know, something, the network was reset or something, and he needed a UPS. Like, he called me and it's like, what I can do? I don't want to lose my lose my traction into the game. I'm going somewhere, I'm about to kill someone and the power is gone and this thing.
Right.
So I said, okay, you know what you need to do is just get a UPS for it. And then what we did is just a UPS for his, just for his gaming PC and his Wi-Fi and everything that we did. So that's something, you know, for his household gamer, like as a household gamer, okay? But at the same time...
So Vertiv has offerings even for...
Yeah, we have offering even for the smallest of the UPS, which
okay.
we gave some time back.
Okay.
So from being that, and then he said, you know, why don't you play games? And I said, no, I'm not into that. But I just told him that, like, you know, I never imagined this could be an application, because the previous other time is like now into a real challenging application and actually to keep the skies safe.
Right.
Okay? Because everyone flies every day and pilot and sky safety is something very, very critical for the airlines. So... one of the top leading airlines into the region.
Yeah.
Okay. And when they bring in new aircrafts, okay. Now, you can't train a pilot on a new aircraft and just tell him that go fly.
Right.
Okay. So, and fly and go do a crash simulation or do a emergency simulation.
Right.
So, one of the, like from this gaming station and gaming chair, the, one of the other
use case
which we saw and which I personally went to the site and saw and I was so fascinated was an actual 787 flight simulator. So when 787 came first into the region, and then those flight simulators is like an actual cockpit of 787, but instead of actually flying, you are like in a big gaming zone. It's like a VR gaming zone, but it's a real aircraft, real controls, everything that they do. So on that one, also, it's a so sophisticated equipment and so expensive, okay, because it has the whole controls of the aircraft, like, you know, so that needed also a very reliable power system. So We did a survey with our partners and then, you know, like we audited the site and we required, like we came out, like what is the power supply is going to be required there. So, and we installed a 500 kVA UPS system on it. So right from a 500 VA for a desktop PC gaming and to a very big flight simulation. So it's not gaming, it's actual saving the lives and an actual
so
pilot
it was
training.
Crucial because the pilots needed to, like they couldn't have uninterrupted practice.
Yes.
During
and also,
the training.
Yeah, uninterrupted practice plus also the without because of the power reliability, it's a very expensive piece of equipment.
Right.
So if there's a power quality issue, then that thing cannot go down. So that's I think, you know, I would say that, you know, targeting two kinds of applications.
Interesting. So these are like not your mainstream use cases, right?
Yeah. So mainstream, we still do data center and everything, but UPS, as I mentioned, UPS and power backup is something that we do on a daily basis.
So if you have to name one of your solutions which you believe has transformed data centers, what would that be?
As in data center infrastructure, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a particular data center, like, you know, an enterprise grade data center solution, physical infrastructure, called Vertiv Smart Row.
Okay.
So Vertiv Smart Row is basically a data center in a box, okay? But it's not one box. It can be, like, we have something which is smart cabinet, which is one box. In a single rack, you get power, cooling, fire detection, suppression,
like
all
play.
Of it. It's like a plug and play.
Right.
And when we launched it a few years back, like, you know, we used to call it like a refrigerator for a layman. You know, you open the door, you put your equipment, it cools. Same way, you open the door, you put your servers in this thing and it does the job.
Okay.
So same way, Smart Row is something that what we have is a row of racks, indoor cooling, electrical equipment, UPSs, fire suppression, all put together. And it's a plug and play pre-engineered solution. So from typical server rooms or data centers which you are there in East Africa or for the wider part of Africa and even in other developing markets, from that to having a completely pre-engineered, pre-configured, highly efficient solution which is cost effective also for the customers. So that has really transformed the data center business, the Smart Row product. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to deploy it in several government and private institutions across Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, even Swaziland, Ghana, all over. So that has really been, you know, transformative. And if I have to say, one of the best compliments that we have received for the product is not how beautiful it is now, how
efficient.
Energy efficient it is.
Okay.
One of the IT managers and the IT directors from a big government organization, they after we deployed and it was running for a few months, they called us and said, like, you have given our weekends back.
Oh, wow.
Because in the previous times when they had a normal issue, data center, they used to always be called by, oh, this is not working, because it was a 24/7 application for a data center. But due to issues into power or cooling or whatever,
right,
they were always disrupted. But after deploying our solution and using it for a few months, they got the family time back. That was like, you know, a human touch to it. So, like, you know, all the technologies are there, but this was something really precious for us.
Wonderful. So if you had to advise your partners, what is the best way for them to build these data centers for their customers?
Sure. So I think having the right identification of the current requirements of the customers, you know, from the IT usage and from the current IT equipment, plus, but also taking into consideration the way the IT is being transformed from hyperconverged, from high density or high performance computing to the wave of AI which is coming now. So you need to design and develop a data center or a server room which is future ready. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to invest so much onto a large power system or a large cooling system, but you can look at the requirements and, you know, plan something which is pay as you go, but plug and play and future scalable. That's something I would say that, you know, that really helps.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I think partnerships, your partnership with us, with Redington,
is
probably enabling that sense of training.
So with our partnership with Redington being, Redington being one of the key largest IT distributors and the alliances that you have with the top IT system integrators, this is something which we are already leveraging, and we hope to leverage further across the region, you know, and work with the IT system integrators and our other IT alliance partners to co-develop solutions and deploy modern data centers across the continent.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rohan. This has been very interesting and getting to know Vertiv even better.
Thank you so much, Janice. Thank you.